Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. We are back with another episode. I am here with my wonderful co-host, Laurence Birch. Hello, Mr. Birch.
Hello, Mr. Espinoza. Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back to you as well.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. It's nice to have you on the show.
I know. It's nice to be on the show. It's nice to have the show again this week.
Right.
Yeah. You've been having so many great shows lately.
Right? We've been having a lot of good shows. I've been excited about all the shows, all the great guests we've been having on. So if you haven't listened to our show before, go back into the archives. We have a lot of great shows for you to listen to. Yeah. We've been on for about a year now, right? And we've been doing almost one a week.
That's right.
I think we've only missed
a lot of shows.
Couple of times. Yeah.
That's right.
So it's quite an accomplishment. And the other thing I want to listen, right? So I want to thank the listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, for listening each week to our show. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was our new logo. Did you see our new logo, Mr. Birch?
I did, and it's fabulous.
Isn't it?
Probably going to win some awards.
Yeah, well, that's the applause, but it doesn't sound like applause. It sounds like static. There we go. That's for the logo. Amazing.
We got to get some new sound effects.
We're becoming more professional. We're evolving into professionalism. So we're very excited about that. So with that, now that we have a logo, we're looking to put this and broadcast this on different platforms. So wherever you find your podcast, so you can download us for maturing and becoming an adult show, right?
Getting hair in all the white places.
Oh, great.
Voice is changing.
Right.
Starting to get interested in other podcasts.
There you go. Yeah. Right. You're evolving.
Getting a little rebellious.
Yeah. So be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. We're on every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And So this week we are going to take calls. Answer questions. Before we get to the calls, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, a subject, is, you know, when we do readings, when we're performing readings, some of the times I encounter clients that want and expect for me to give them information on their future. And in these instances, they're kind of not contributing to the outcome that they're looking for. And it feels kind of like, you know, for whatever reason, they might be stuck and they're not contributing to a change in the outcome. Do you know what I'm talking about, Mr. Lawrence?
I always charge those clients 10 times extra.
You do not.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's people that, you know, they kind of show up and they come with these expectations that aren't realistic about what you're supposed to be able to do for them. And they don't want to do any work.
Yeah.
They want to push a button, have it all show up. And then when it doesn't, they get really upset. So.
Yeah, that happens too, right?
Yep.
But, you know, when I had first started doing readings, I felt obligated to perform for them in that way and give them the answer that they were looking for, or more of an answer geared towards that. But now I see it's, you know, that's not the responsibility of your psychic or your clairvoyant or whoever that you're going to for help. You know, this lifetime that we're living in, this body that you're inhabiting, you know, this is your responsibility to make any changes to your life. And, you know, it's not the responsibility of your reader to do that for you, to make a change for you. And I understand it, though. You know, sometimes we're in a place where we want to make a change. But and we're looking for a different answer to an outcome we hope that can come forward. And it's not our responsibility to do that. It's yours. It's, you know, one of the ways I kind of view this is like, you know, you go to a trainer and you tell your trainer you want to lose some weight. Help me do that. And they say, okay. So you go see your trainer once a week. And you work out with your trainer for an hour, one day a week. And then, you know, the other 6 days, you're not working out. You're not at the gym and you're eating pizza and ice cream and drinking soda. What do you really think a change is going to occur?
Well, that one day should be enough.
Yeah. Right, I wish.
I'm paying the guy. Come on, it's not cheap.
Yeah, exactly, right? Get it off me. And it's kind of the same thing with coming to a psychic, right? And so we can't change your outcome. So we're reading information that comes from you. So if you're on a trajectory already, and, you know, you're not willing to put in the work, then not much is going to change.
But does he love me, Michael?
No, he doesn't. I'm sorry. Well, one reason is because both of you aren't gay. So there you go. That's why he doesn't love you, and you probably don't love him.
Well, he does.
So, you know, it's important if you're looking for change, you need to be the catalyst of that change. You need to be willing to make changes. And Spirit's not here to tell you what changes to make. Those are our responsibilities to do that.
Hmm. So what are some better questions people can ask us then, would you say, Michael?
Well, I think what I have encountered is, I think also if you just admit you're stuck, I don't know what to do next, are there suggestions for me to help me move out of this current situation or place that I'm in? Spirit at times will chime in and say, hey, why don't you try this? Or just coming up with some suggestions, you know, and I think most time, the majority of the time, we kind of already know what we need to do. What have you encountered with clients?
What have I encountered?
In those instances.
Well, sometimes our clients are really in a difficult place, either emotionally or with circumstances, and they're looking to get some good news or some relief. You know, they want things to get better. They want things to change. And, I'm their ally, and I want things to get better for them too. But I also understand that for things to get better, you kind of have to be realistic about why things are the way they are in your life to begin with, you know. And sometimes it can be hard to, you know, take responsibility for either not that good of choices you've been making or, you know, giving your power away or just, you know, wanting things to be different, but not, like you've been saying, putting the work in. So, it's really important to think about what your questions are going to be to the medium or the psychic or the healer, the spiritual healer you're going to, because that's going to frame how they're going to be able to respond to you and what they're going to be able to offer. And if you just show up and say, well, I want things to be better, that doesn't give the person or even the spirits much to work with, you know. But if you are specific, I know that's a big thing with you, Michael, is you're always encouraging clients to get more specific with their requests and what they, you know, what their goals are, then you're going to, number one, be able to formulate your goals much more clearly, and number two, when things start shifting, you're going to be able to know, because there'll be specific things that'll, you know, show up as markers that you're headed in the right direction, right? So,
right,
kind of a combination of things.
Yeah. But I think too, you know, sometimes we don't know what to do, right? We're so stuck. It's difficult to know where to go, what to do, what's the next move. I think if you don't know what that next move is, and you're honest with that, and you just say that, I don't know what the heck to do, where to go next. That's a place spirit can help you. They can work with you there. But if we're not going to accept responsibility and we just tell spirit, and I say that because essentially when you're working with us, you're working with spirit. And, you know, if you just say, well, tell me what to do, tell me what the next thing is that's going to happen to me. No, spirit's like, no, we're not here to do that. Let's, you need to really do some work here. And, it's about accepting responsibility for our lives, which is important, you know, in every lifetime that we have. We need to take responsibility for ourselves in this lifetime. Because I remember, too, in the beginning where I would give information from spirit, say, okay, spirit, his suggestion is this. And the person would say, no, that's not it. Well, okay. And Spirit would say, all right, well, we just gave you suggestions, so we're just going to kind of stand back now. And you tell us what you want to do, and we'll help you. So I think that's really funny. So I think, you know, if you're just honest with Spirit, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go, you know. But you also, you know, in that statement, you also kind of have most of the time an intuition what you should do. And it's, you know, just go down to the gut. What does your gut say right now? And if you do that, you know, I think that's where you can start the process.
What do you do with clients that show up that aren't even at that point yet, but that are in so much denial that they don't even know they're in denial of being stuck, for example?
Spirit just really won't budge at that point. I mean, I think they do. I've always encountered Spirit does try to help people out, try to counsel them and help them figure this out, right? They don't want to see them stuck. Being stuck is uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good, right? And so Spirit wants to see them unstuck. So they try to work with the person and start bringing up instances and situations where they start illustrating to them moments of and decisions they've made contributing to the place that they are in, the current situation that they're in. And that's when, so it's like trying to illuminate why you're here at this place, this juncture in your life. And I found that, you know, a lot of the time people will start to see that and recognize and like, okay, I get it now. I understand. And people will open up and start to move forward. I've encountered some people that just kind of will not budge even at that point. And they will not accept responsibility for it. And, you know, each time they say, you know, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. And you just kind of know that they're not at a place in their life where they're ready to move on and move out of that space. So, you know, I kind of think of it as they haven't hit their bottom yet. And so it's kind of like, okay, you know, well, good luck to you. It's going to get more uncomfortable where you're at. And, you know, and also maybe we're just not a good fit. I'm not the psychic for you. And maybe you need to find somebody else. I mean, because I think there are plenty psychics out there that will gladly tell you exactly what you want to hear.
That's true. Yeah, it seems like, you know, oftentimes what's blocking people when they're in that arrested of a state is they're just really afraid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're able to, you know, get them to see that or admit it or even call it out, then that can be kind of the beginning of the crack in their armor that, you know, allows them to break free and just kind of stop all the pretending and just admit, you know, like you were saying earlier, hey, I don't know what to do. And it terrifies me. And, you know, I feel out of control or I'm really lonely or, you know, whatever it is, it's really troubling them, you know. But I know we both come back to that same point where it's like, we're all a team, right? We're collaborating with each other. Spirit, we're back in the intercessionary. and the person who's getting the reading, whatever kind of reading it is, or even healing, they have to be on the same team. Mm-hmm. And if they're not on the same team with us, then the results are not going to be as beneficial as they could be. You know, we can't just like zap people. Watch that. I don't want to speak for you, but I can't just like reach over and zap people and make everything better for them. It's just not going to happen. If,
yeah.
You know, with all the clients I have, it's often going to take, you know, a heart-to-heart talk. Sometimes it gets really emotional because it's real. And sometimes, you know, they haven't had a real conversation for a long time. And it can be challenging to hear that, you know, brush out the cobwebs and just shine that mirror right in front of their face and have them go, yeah, this is what's happening. It's unfortunate, or it's, you know, it's painful or whatever, but it doesn't have to keep being this way. Here are some options. So let's talk about those. Come up with a plan. But if they're not, if they're not partnering with you, and they come in with such an attachment to whatever their agenda is, and you don't tell them what they want to hear or say the magic words, and they just stay blocked off, then, you know, there's not much we can do with that. You know, it's like you say, you have to at some point go, well, I don't think we're a good fit, so there's another psychic who probably is. They'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. They're, you know, they'll take your money gladly. So.
Yeah. And those are the ones you should run from. Now,
yes.
I had a client that came to me actually this week, and it was a mediumship reading. And this client told me that when she contacted this medium, they told her it was a female medium that they could start the process of trying to get in touch with her deceased loved one, and they were going to charge her like $3,000 for this.
Yeah,
it was like, what? Good Lord. And the woman also, you know, gave the caveat that, you know, I can't guarantee we're going to get in touch with this person, but we're going to try. Let me have their date of birth. And like, they were asking for a lot of information about the person too. So it was kind of funny where it was like, oh my God, okay. This psychic medium was going to go do some research, it sounded like. And yeah, and wanted a lot of money to do the research. It was crazy. I was like, oh.
Sounds pretty authentic.
So
yeah, what's it? What was their Twitter account and Facebook page? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, and what was smart was this client just knew intuitively, okay, this doesn't feel right to me. And
right.
And number two, I don't have that kind of money to pay for a reading. So, yeah, somebody told her about me. And so she called.
Mm-hmm.
I was a lot less, a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were able to get in touch with her loved one, and it was an amazing reading. So, yeah.
That's
so
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
here to help you.
Right. I had a client a few weeks ago who I was working with, and in the course of our conversation, she was like, oh, person I talked to who's a friend has an acquaintance, and they were suggesting I get some Reiki done. And I was like, oh, okay. She didn't know anything about Reiki, so she was asking about it. And then she says, and the person who offered to do the Reiki wanted me to come to their house for the weekend, which that to me, when I first heard that, I'm like, their house? Okay.
What?
The weekend? Yeah. And then she,
yeah.
She wanted her to pay $10,000 for the Reiki session.
What?
Yeah, $10,000. And the, you know,
for a session?
My client, like, yeah, well, for, I don't know, for a weekend. I said, $10,000? I just started laughing. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I said, for a Reiki? Like, if you're staying in a, you know, destination hotel somewhere in Mauritius or the Seychelles, and you got people waiting on you, and you're eating gourmet foods and you get a massage thrown in, a bunch of other stuff, like, yeah, maybe. But I was like, no, not for 10 grand in somebody's dingy house and for a weekend. That's complete ripoff, you know. And
there you
it's
go.
Funny. It's funny, but it also pisses me off, right, because here's another scammer that just, mm-hmm. you know, screwed it up for the legit people that we have to basically deprogram, you know, people about and say, hey, this is not, because people don't know, you know, and they take advantage of people's vulnerabilities,
right.
you know, especially, you know, doing medium work when you're talking about somebody who's lost somebody who they want to communicate with in some way, you know,
right.
they're hurt or
mm-hmm.
they need to know. And it just, I mean, it's one thing to charge a lot for what you do. Okay, if you're really good, fine. I don't have a problem with that. But when you know you're just
right.
out there to rip people off, like, why don't you just
yeah.
sell cars? I mean, at least, you know,
right.
just screwing around with inanimate objects. Like, I don't even know
right.
what kind of karma is going to come back and get those people, but it's going to be ugly when it hits.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a special place in hell for those that, you know, prey upon, you know,
yeah.
people that are hurt, people that need
right.
help. And
right.
when you do that, it's karmic. You know, there's just no way about it. There's no way around it. And it will
yeah.
come back to you. And it's not going to be nice. So, yeah. Yeah. So are you ready to take some calls, sir?
I'm ready.
All right. So tomorrow I wanted to say, remind everybody, we have our weekend brunch show tomorrow, Saturday brunch show at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I will be hosting that show, and I'm going to have a guest on, and it's about a mediumship reading, a surprise mediumship reading. It's with a friend I haven't seen in, I think, about 30 years. We reconnected, and out of the blue, we were having lunch, and somebody showed up and took us both by surprise. So tune in and listen to that so you can hear her experience or both of our experiences during that reading. So tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, our Psychic Funhouse weekend brunch show. So tune in for that. And then we're going to have a show next week as well. Right, sir?
Every week. Whatever
every week
we have to do these shows. It's part of the contract.
Yeah.
People get upset and they call us crying if they don't hear us on the show. So we will be there.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So here we go. We're going to start taking calls. So let us know your name and where you're calling from. And so here we go. All right, the first caller is area code 480. Hello, 480, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Mike, and I'm calling from Phoenix.
Hi, Mike from Phoenix. How are you?
Fantastic. Say again?
Yeah.
Oh, I said, what a great name.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's my first time tuning in.
Yep.
Tuning into the show.
Well,
welcome.
Thank you for calling. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I presume I can go ahead and ask a question, correct?
You
yes.
can.
Wonderful. So I have some friends who are trying to get me to move to L.A. And a friend
mm-hmm.
Who's going to Tucson. And I was kind of curious on what kind of energy you feel in regards to either staying Tucson or, you know, Los Angeles.
Okay. Let's see. Do you want to go first, Lawrence?
Sure. So So your options are to move. So your options are to move to Tucson or LA. Is that what you're looking at, Michael?
Correct. Or stay here.
And here is Phoenix. Is that what I heard you say?
Correct.
Okay. Well, right away, the hit that I got from my guides was Tucson. I think it's kind of a piggyback move, meaning that you might not stay in Tucson for a long period of time. I get the sense that you eventually will move to California, probably L.A., but that Tucson's kind of a good there's a need for you to get out of the situation you're in Phoenix now. And I think staying there for much longer is going to be it's not going to be very constructive for you.
Right.
There's a real sense for you to kind of start over, you know, wash your slate clean, get things really going. There's a lot of just stagnant or old energy, I think, where you're at right now. And it's good that you've got people supporting you to go somewhere different. I think you could do LA. I think it'd be fine for you to make that leap. I think it would be a lot more work for you to do that. And there'd be a lot of just stuff you'd have to deal with up front that would be just really difficult or challenging. Whereas by going to Tucson, you're still moving, but not as far, and it's not going to be as complicated. You'll still be in the state, and you won't have to, you know, completely change everything. So,
right.
You know, what my guys are showing me is that for you, what's more important is for you to be in a different place than to be in a place that's farther away from where you are. And Tucson, I think, is a better fit for you just as a person as, in terms of its what it offers socially. But you're also, you know, whatever your career is, it's either portable enough or you're very hireable that it almost doesn't matter really where you go. But there's a lot of opportunities for you financially in Tucson. And I think you like Tucson already. I think there's a kinship you feel with Tucson. L.A., I get the sense you know about L.A., but it just seems like a really big, you know, kind of anonymous place. Tucson seems a little more user-friendly for you. So that's my vote at this point.
Got it.
So.
No, and that all makes perfect sense.
Good. I like that. Makes sense. Yeah.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
What about you, Mr. Russell? I have some information.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lawrence. I'm kind of getting something total or a little different from you, Lawrence. What I'm getting, Mike, is that, of course, we can't agree. Anyway, your guides want you to know they think you should move to L.A. And what I'm seeing is kind of a bigger energy here, and it feels like the opportunity if you move here will be bigger and a bigger payout for you. I'm also seeing I keep getting the film industry.
You're going to have her ratting.
Really? Film, huh?
Yeah. Are you planning on working in the film industry?
No, that wasn't, part of the thing as well. I have a big sales background, and a friend is trying to connect me with her boyfriend, who does extremely well, and to kind of learn under him and, again, do really well financially.
Okay, right. I think Los Angeles will be more lucrative for you. Like I said, they're showing me a bigger energy here. I think Tucson will be okay. It's not going to be bad at all. But they're encouraging you to kind of take a bigger leap.
Right.
But for some reason, I keep getting the film industry. It keeps coming back to me.
Interesting.
So
I mean,
I know people
in it.
Okay.
And one friend's like on the it's the series is ending, but Tyler Perry you know, he has like a, what do they call them, soap opera type of thing. And so a buddy of mine is, has been in that. And he was in The Hangover and Hangover 3 and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's an actor, you know.
Okay. All right. So, I you know, that energy that keeps showing up could be showing you that this could be a way for you to get into this industry, whether you're interested in it or not, you know. And maybe it's not about acting, but it's about something else in that industry where you would fit and,
putting people together, putting deals together, that type of stuff is kind of what my background is.
Okay, because they show me your energy and that it's this, you know, really extroverted energy and people really are taken to you. Like, you really attract people. And
and COVID's been really difficult.
Kind of like when you're, and when you're working, it's almost like when you're talking to people, when you're giving the sales pitch, when you're selling the product, like, it's almost like the way they show it to me, it's like you're casting a spell, you know? And people just really love you. And they're like, oh, yeah, sign me up. That sounds good.
But I do have integrity. So I look at it this way because in the book of The Science of Getting Rich that was written like back in the 20s, and I think The Secret was basically written on that, there's a simple phrase that I always repeat to people. It's like, listen, yes, I'm making commission, but again, you're potentially going to make more off of what I'm selling you than what I'm going to make. So then universally, this is a good deal because everybody wins. I'm cool with my commission, and then you're cool with your whatever it is that's going to grow your business. You know, type of thing.
Yeah, no, I wasn't alluding to you.
Oh, yeah, no,
I don't. No, you're good because, you know, look, I am not a salesperson. I've tried in the past, and it is difficult for me to sell. People just will not buy from me. I sold stuff, but trust me, it came really hard. But it feels like it comes easy to you, and they show me like you just have a magic about you, and you're really good at it. So your guides want you to know that they think you should take a bigger leap and go to LA.
Yeah. No, I you know, and it's funny with the previous reading in regards to Tucson, absolutely correct, because I can literally, with the job that I would take to go there, I can live anywhere in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So it would give me that freedom to be able, and that was part of the reading, that basically you can kind of be anywhere type of thing with taking that type of work, you know. I can go anywhere as long as I'm in Arizona. So, both are great. And Tucson is a little bit quieter, slower, but you know that's okay too. And I'd be and a friend has a connection for me to for the first maybe several months, year, whatever, in LA to live at a meditation center. So how cool
would
that be?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
So that would be cool too.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're not going to go wrong either way, Mike. You just have to kind of decide, you know, what you're really drawn towards doing, you know.
Yeah, you just have to make a decision.
Your guides had just chimed in that you're going to be successful with whatever you do.
I saw.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you both so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
thank
you for it. Calling.
Yeah.
You good luck to you, Mike. Let us know. Call us back and let us know how it goes, where you landed.
I certainly will. Have a great evening.
And what movie you're going to be working on. All right. Bye.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, well, hopefully he takes my guy's advice and moves to Tucson.
Yeah, I know. Hollywood's boring. I wouldn't want to work there. All right.
Well, you know, I think eventually he's going to end up in L.A. I think, you know, it just depends on how big of a leap he wants to take.
Well, you know, he could even just go to Tucson for a short while, save up some cash, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for the next caller, sir?
And I knew you were going to give him the opposite advice of what I was giving him too, because I was like,
you knew that?
Yeah. You know why?
You're so psychic. Oh my God.
Exactly.
All right. So we're going to take the next caller. Here we go.
Okay.
Area code 914. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Katie.
From New York?
Yeah.
Hi, Katie from New York.
How are you, gentlemen, this evening?
We're good.
Oh, we're good.
I'm well.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. No, I appreciate it. I have a decision to make, and I'm not quite sure which way to go. It's a work decision. I'm going to be meeting somebody for a collaboration on Monday, and I'm wondering if we should go ahead with the project that I have that starts with the letter D or the one that starts with the letter R, please.
Well, I'm getting R. That's what I get.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think D is gonna. D is either more complicated or something's going to blow up in the middle of it, or there's problems with it or something. It's not, it doesn't have the same good finish to it that R does. Feels like there's more opportunity to collaborate or more support for R. So I think the outcome's going to be much more successful.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm... Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, you're right. I was thinking D was a little bit complicated this morning. I thought this did cross my mind.
Yeah. Well, I think you're highly capable. I also think you have a tendency to bite off more than you can chew sometimes. So...
Yeah.
And I think when you don't do that, then you feel like you're playing it too safe. So you kind of go back and forth with these extremes a little bit in your professional career, Katie. So this may also be an opportunity for you to take a step back from that process and kind of, you know, look at your own process and question why you feel the need to, you know, make this big splash all the time or, you know, stretch to the point where you're kind of getting thin or you almost break. And then you kind of get forced to, like, back off way down to the point where you feel like you're not able to, you know, give as much as you could. I get the sense you just kind of go back and forth between these extremes within your working environment because you really, you know, part of you really wants to do well, make a good impression, and you're really driven and you want others to get on board with your vision. But I think part of that is being generated because you're either, you know, and this is no means a personal critique, but this is just what my guides are showing me. You're either personally insecure about some stuff or there's something about your work environment that makes you feel either really competitive or like you have to hit the ground running all the time to keep up. And I'm not saying that any of that isn't accurate. What I think is more important is for you to figure out how to get a handle on those things so that you can have a better process that isn't so racked with stress all the time. And you can just get in and do what you do best and not feel like you have to, you know, sell yourself all the time or you're competing with yourself or, you know, making things more stressful because you know, you're good at what you do. I think that's pretty clear. So I don't know if any of that makes sense or not, but.
Actually, all of it does. It is a combination of, like I'm, you know, my own worst critic. And, I do take on a lot sometimes and stress myself out. Yeah, for sure. No, that all of that I can take.
Well, I think, you know, you've kind of been around long enough that you know the ropes and, you know, you can certainly continue to do things the way that you have been, but what I'm seeing is it's not really sustainable, and I think you're starting to kind of fray around the edges, and the more you kind of continue the same way that you're doing business, the more difficult it's going to become for you to just, you know, take a step back from things and keep your perspective. And, you know, it might be really helpful for you to solicit some advice about the process from either a trusted colleague or just somebody who knows you well, who can sit you down and just give you an assessment and just give them permission to be completely frank so that, you know, they have a chance to really tell you what they see is going on. Because I think you would really benefit from some close personal advice, you know, given by somebody you really, you know, cares about you, about your kind of life process and how you're managing things and where things are going. I'm not going to say you're lost because I don't think you're lost, but I do think you're kind of losing track of some of the things that are important, and you don't want to get too far with that because it can start to have some kind of negative, you know, repercussions, that sort of thing. So, but back to your original question, yeah, I still think R is a good one. So I don't know. Do you have anything for Michael?
Thank you.
I do. Hi, Katie. This is Michael. So it's interesting when they were showing me, you know, the two projects, and for the project D, what they were showing me, it looks better. And the way they showed me the letters, like the letter D is colored with, like, are covered with sequins or like some stones. But behind that, it looks, from the outside, it looks great. But behind that, there's not much there. So once you get beyond the surface, it's going to be empty. So there's not much behind it. But R, like the you're going to have to work at this project a little bit longer, but it will be more lucrative because underneath the glass surface, like there's something within that that's glowing. There's a substance there. And that's what they're showing me with those two things, with the two projects. So I agree with Lawrence on this one, and I think the R project will be a lot better for you. It doesn't feel like it's going to happen right away in terms of, you know, this thing coming to life. I think you're going to have to really invest some time in here and before it starts paying back. But it's, you know, it doesn't feel like it's going to be forever. It will be a short while before it starts paying you back. Do you understand that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is the person that you're going to work with somebody on these projects?
Yes, like I had the outline for them, the blueprint, and I wanted to, share the actual, like, putting it into the world process. With this person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is the person that's working on the R, is it a female?
No. He's a male. He is very sensitive, though. That might be what you might be picking up. Like, he does have, like, a feminine
sensitive
about him. Yeah, he's not like
he's
an
sensitive.
Alpha male or anything like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he gay? Because that sometimes comes up, like if they're gay. The energy comes up female. They're like, no, it's a male. It's like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. If he is, I would be surprised because I think he sometimes flirts with me unless that's a guy's.
Okay. Okay. Well,
you know, I want to keep it professional.
Yeah. No, and that's a
smart.
Good thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel there's a female presence there, and this person is really going to help a lot with the project. Show me that.
Maybe. I think I know. I might ask my friend Joanne to come on board as well.
Okay. Right. And it feels like you can trust her. Like this is someone who's very trustworthy, and so she's going to really help the project a lot.
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel much better, too.
Yeah. Is this by any chance, like, in the beauty industry?
A little bit.
Yeah, because I keep getting kind of beauty attached to it.
Okay. You're just picking up on my energy,
well, good.
Michael.
Okay. Oh, you guys are fun.
Well, back
in my past life, your show is aptly titled. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Good. Yeah. Did you see our new logo? Did you like it?
I'm not sure if I saw the logo.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And
deal.
A little phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I do see it.
All right.
I do like it.
Our crystal ball.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like the aura around it too. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Katie. Good luck to you. Call us back and let us know how things are going, how your projects are going.
Thank you. I definitely will. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good
thank
luck.
Colin.
All the best to you.
Well,
bye-bye.
Both of you. Thank you.
Hey,
she was
this
really
is
nice.
Exciting. Yeah, right? People having new opportunities here. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. I like that. It happens
yeah.
for people.
We're all coming out of the pandemic year, finally. Hopefully.
Yeah. Praise Jesus.
Barely, barely. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, let's see. Next one is area code 281. What's your name and where are you calling from, 281?
Hi, this is Dejan. I'm calling from Texas.
Hi, Dejan from Texas.
Hey.
How can
Welcome.
We help you?
I just wanted to know if you see anything coming up as far as relationship-wise.
I'm getting in the fall. Things are going to start happening for you. It feels like it's going to start happening. More people, you will start meeting more people. But I get a feeling like you'll get up to speed in the fall, sometime in the fall, like August. Or is that summer still?
That's summer.
Yeah. Okay. So summer. Sorry.
Yeah.
So August, September. So So, okay. So fall, the summer, late summer.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting. Yeah. And it feels like you're going to meet, are you looking for people online through apps and stuff?
I was, I think, about 1 year ago, but I haven't really looked at it since.
Okay, because I keep seeing a lot of people coming up, like a card, like a deck of cards, you know, I keep seeing a bunch of faces. I think you do okay with that, but it feels like you do better connecting with the person face-to-face, you know, meeting somebody organically. And also, too, I'm getting that it feels
right.
kind of like this might be in a group setting for you. And it does feel like maybe it's a party. I hear a lot of noise around me. And, yeah, so maybe like at a could be a party setting, could be like at a restaurant, but because it also feels like you know people at this gathering of these people, and it feels like you will meet this person there. Yeah. And it feels like
okay.
it's going to be a significant one. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sounds exciting.
So, yeah. Lawrence?
Well, John, when I first was trying to tune in, I got this kind of sense of confusion. So I don't know if that's, you know, coming from you, if you're just unclear about some things or you're still trying to figure out what you're looking for in a person, or maybe there's some stuff you're kind of just, you know, going through yourself and just trying to, you know, kind of finally comes to terms with or something. But it feels like there's some unsettled business within you in some way that I think until that gets addressed, you're not going to really be ready for a relationship in the way that you'd ideally like, I think. So I don't know if any of that's hitting home or not, but, it's nothing that you haven't been working on before. It's nothing new. It's not, you know, something that happened recently. It's just kind of stuff that's been there. I think that's kind of been an issue for you in relationships before. So, but I do think Michael's probably, from my side, pretty accurate with the timeline. I don't know that you're going to end up really connecting with somebody in a more long-term way, you know, before the end of the summer, at least. So.
Okay.
So,
I mean,
guess,
what you said
does
make sense to me.
Yeah,
it does make sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think I have been told that before about the openness not being too open for in the past. So that does make sense to me, yes.
I don't want to get too personal with you, but I know you called in, so you can kind of, you know, shut me down any second. But what I'm getting is like there's either some kind of betrayal or loyalty or, you know, something happened where either you got hurt or you hurt somebody or both of those things are going on. And so it's made you feel, you know, there's just some trust issues, I guess, is the easiest way to say it or something along those lines. I think in the right setting with the right person, you're really going to be able to open up and form some really healthy bonds. I do think, though, that, yeah, maybe that openness that you talked about or, you know, some related things. Once you come to terms with that, you're going to be much more attractive to whoever it is you're seeking to connect with. Because I think right now it's kind of preventing you from really feeling like you can be present, like you're kind of guarded. Like, I guess, you know, one way to say it is you're kind of looking for somebody to show you something about them that you can then use to kind of discount them or dismiss them, I guess, in a way. I don't know how conscious that is. I just think that's the protective side of you that doesn't want to get enmeshed in something that's going to be hurtful or just unproductive again. The more you can, you know, just come to terms with that, however you feel like it's appropriate, and just let it go, I think the more success you're going to have in that future relationship that's coming up for you. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Because like before, I have been told that before, where I have been kind of a little bit closed off. So yeah, I am aware of that for sure.
Yeah, and my guys say you're a really great guy. Like you're very funny. You've got like a lot of talents, and your personality is pretty introspective. But once you let people inside, like there's a lot in there, and so you're super smart. You're like almost at genius level if you're not with certain things that you're able to do. So, you know, you really have several things going for you as a partner. It's just that part of you emotionally, I think, that just needs to kind of heal, I guess, and come up to speed so you can really just be yourself and come across, and that's the best asset you have going for you when you're in a situation. You know, maybe that's what Michael's alluding to too, is you're going to be in that situation where you're around people that know you and you can feel really comfortable and you can open up, and then whoever that person is, they're going to see that, get really sparked by your personality coming out and asserting itself, so, when you're ready.
Right. Well, thank you.
Good luck. Well, good luck, Dijon. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
Stay
yeah.
safe down there.
Call
in Texas.
Us back. Yeah.
Sure.
Stay
thank
safe.
You.
All right, bye-bye. Man. Be well.
Wow. What a good show, sir.
Tough job, but somebody's got to do it, right?
All right. Mm-hmm. Guess what time it is.
It's that time again.
Time for
the last ride. Everybody's got to go home. Get your last hot dog and your turkey leg.
I don't know. It's at the end of the day.
Oh, no, that's when they're the best.
Just the popcorn
like
is safe.
Yeah, no, it's like those little rollies at 7-Eleven that have been there all day. They just melt in your mouth. You don't even have to chew them.
Exactly.
You just open up. It's dissolved like powder. Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. This was a fun show.
Yeah.
I loved it. Thank you to my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Birch. How can people get a hold of you, Laurence?
Well, if they can't come up and grab me, then I guess you're stuck just giving me a phone call or texting me at 541-344-7534 or email givingtree@earthlink.net. You can check out my Facebook page. It's herbally focused, and that's Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, givingtreefarm.com. What about you, Michael? If you
hey.
Want a reading or healing or just want to get to know you better, what's the best way to do that, brother?
They can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, or they can call or text me at 562-457-0457. When you go to my website, you can just book a healing, a pranic healing, or a reading, clairvoyant reading or mediumship reading right there. So thank you, everybody. On behalf of Laurence and myself, I thank you all for calling in and listening to our show. Don't forget to follow us. here on Blog Talk Radio. And also, remember, tomorrow we're having a brunch show. I have a guest coming on. Her name is Rose. And so Rose is going to tell us about her mediumship reading. So thank you. We will see you next week as well at 6 p.m. here at the Psychic Funhouse on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Buenas.
Buenas.